Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Kathleen Resendez, and I received a debit on my account for you guys, and I have no idea what it's for, and I was hoping you can help me.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
It's 61107.
You said 61107?
Yes.
I do thank you for that. And you stated your first and last name would be?
Kathleen Resendez.
Give me one second, ma'am, while I see if I can locate an account associated with you.
I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. And that last name is Resendez?
Yes, R-E-S-E-N-D-E-Z.
Okay, could it be under the name of Katie?
Yes, it could.
Okay. All righty, Miss Katie, for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
1921 Old Orchard Court, Rockford.
Alrighty, and I do thank you for that. And yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see that you recently entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And by entering into that sweepstakes, the terms and conditions did inform you that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And I do see that you're enrolled in the one that's called Bites Hub. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you would like to stay in the running for the vacuum cleaner.
I did not understand that from looking at the deal at all.
Yes, ma'am. So that's where you're seeing that charge from. Now, I can get this reduced for you, and that $20 a month. Those meal planning apps are great. They teach you how to carb your sugar and carb intake, and they also provide you with recipes on how to prepare healthier meals. And by doing that, it will also keep you in the running to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I'm not interested at all.
Alrighty, and I'll go ahead and get you counseled out of this, ma'am. No problem.
Will that refund my $59.89 back onto my account?
Give me one second, ma'am, and I'll take care of that in a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Alrighty, ma'am, I've gone ahead and successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately. Okay. And
okay.
Now I can refund that, make a one-time courtesy refund. What it will do, it will actually, well, it seems like your financial institute declined the payment of that when they billed you on the 21st. So they never had a chance to actually take that charge out. When they billed you, it was declined by your financial institute, ma'am. So right now there's no refund. So what I've gone and done, since I've canceled you out of that, that cancellation does take effect immediately, okay? So they can't rebuild you again.
Okay. Okay, because I had disputed it with the bank, and
okay.
That's why they, because.
Well, they never did pay it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't, so how come it's showing as a debit on my account, though?
I have no idea, because on this end, when they did bill it, you must have disputed it, and then they just haven't probably on your end refunded it back to your account, but there's nothing here on this. It shows decline, declinement of payment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, okay. On our end.
So it is canceled, and I will not be charged again.
No, ma'am, and I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
I sure would.
All righty. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready now.
All righty. That would be C as in Charlie, and it's 920.
C 920.
752.
9 9 7 5 9 okay C 920 752 975.
That is correct.
And that's the cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. And
oh,
you have a good day.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service.
No, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.